Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email Mary Jo at RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Urban Media Today talks sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Alan Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
Let's do it.
You know what it is. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., Aubrey Bruce in the house. And it's a beautiful Saturday. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's cold. I don't care if it's snowing. It's a beautiful Saturday. You know why? Because you get to listen to us.
Oh, absolutely. You know it, brother. You know it, man.
And Ray supported me already, so it's going to snow, Vince.
You know what? It actually is snowing outside now, man.
Whatever.
Hey, a question for you, sir. You know, since you were in Indianapolis, man, what I was asking you for was a Colts helmet. See, it was totally not related to the Steelers whatsoever.
Yeah, but see, I got the wires got crossed, Ray, because I thought you were looking for a red Steelers terrible towel, and they don't have red Steelers terrible towel. They might not even have it in Pittsburgh.
You might be a trendsetter, though, man. Keep talking, keep speaking it, man.
No, I don't think so. But Indianapolis was beautiful. That I got to do the Howard University Bethune-Cookman game, which was an incredible game.
That's awesome, man.
41-35 was the final score of that game. It was exciting, and it was just Indianapolis is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, Indianapolis is just beautiful. If you get a chance to go to Indianapolis, go. I'm from the East Coast, so I never would have thought of Indianapolis, Indiana, to go visit. But since I've been there, it's an incredible place. But this weekend is an off weekend for the Bison, so I get to stay home and chill with you guys, and we get to do this show. But there's a lot of college football going on.
Oh, yes.
Also, I got to plug my HBCU football report that's going to come up at noon today. So you want to stay tuned for that. And then also today in our scheduling, we got Soul Take Live with Kevin Cameron that's going to come on at 6 o'clock today. He's going to talk some NFL stuff. We're getting us ready for tomorrow. And then speaking of tomorrow, so I'm about to open up the show talking about this weekend because it's a big weekend, sports weekend on Urban Media Today Radio. And then tomorrow we got Aubrey Bruce with his show tomorrow morning. It's a Straight No Chaser with Aubrey Bruce. And
yes,
then Margo's going to wrap up the weekend with her show, Give It Up, around 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, right after all the football and everything.
Pretty awesome lineup there, man.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it big at Urban Media Today Radio. And if you miss out, then you missed out. But you better tune in because I'm just saying you can't miss anything. We have a website and a radio station. Make sure you check out the website, urbanmediatoday.com. Right at the top of the website, you click on that little blue button and you can listen to the radio station. So you get both. All right. That being said, man, I got to talk to you guys. There's a couple of topics I want to brush on real quick. Number one is Tiger Woods. Number two is Adrian Peterson. Because is he making a comeback or what? I mean, they had a bye. They can have a bye this week, I think. Tomorrow he has a day of rest. But, I mean, he's just doing his thing in the league. Number three is Jameis Winston. Do you go with Jameis Winston as a Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or do you stay with the hot hand? And then the last one is, the last one will open it up for you guys. But first, let's start off with Tiger Woods. Aubrey, you talk about Tiger. Talk about the comeback. Talk about how you felt about his comeback. And did you watch the golf when he did it?
I didn't watch the first day, but I watched the remainder. And, you know, for once, I felt like an American. I felt, like, proud of my country. And I'm an ex-soldier, so I've been proud of my country for a long time. Mm-hmm. But to see all those Europeans and Caucasians following him like he was a rock star to his last hole to clinch the tournament made me feel like I was walking on air, you know, because of the fact that you do not see that much for African-American men anywhere, whether it's politics, except for Barack, they all loved him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, politics, sports, entertainment, you know, I looked at, and it, when I saw him crying, I was finished.
Yeah.
I was finished because that it was that important, redemption, you know, redemption. And it takes me back to, I was doing a story on John Witten Jr., who was the attorney for the people that killed Emmett Till. And we were in Money, Mississippi, and so the thing was, I said, Mr. Witten, is there anything that you regret about, you know, defending men who were guilty? He said, misery, absolute misery. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Tiger, And I felt that misery albatross had been lifted from around his neck. I couldn't imagine, as any man, white, black, or green, to go through all that. Somebody taking $800 million off you that you earned, your endorsements, your play, and all of a sudden, and she was a babysitter before you met her, right? And taking $800 million, and then people saying you're nothing, all types of names, being called a monkey, all types of stuff. And then regrouping economically, regrouping athletically, and regrouping from a demographic perspective to now say, you know what, Tiger, we love you again. You know, there is hope for America. I don't care what Donald Trump says. That scene right there will play off in my head time and time again that Tiger is on the road to redemption.
And he captured his first win in 5 years. I mean, four back surgeries. 5 years later, Tiger Woods comes back and wins again. And it's his 80th PGA Tour win. And that was crazy. And you talked about his final round at East Lake. How even going to the final hole, and it wasn't even, I don't care what color people were.
That's
it
right.
was just the masses.
Absolutely.
Were following him
and
along the greens.
Me.
Now,
yeah,
how many times do you see that type of picture?
I've never seen it, except a couple things with Arnold Palmer.
I was going to say, didn't that happen with him?
Mm-hmm. And Jack Nicklaus had a few of those, but for an African-American to get it?
Or a movie.
And that had to just be emotional. So, Vince and Ray, did you guys watch that round of golf? And if you didn't, but if you heard about it, how did you feel once you heard about it?
Well, I wasn't near a television, but I kept an eye on it. Sports alerts from ESPN and even some comments on Twitter as well as Facebook, you know. And then I had a chance to see the ends.
Right.
But that one picture where he's standing there and all those fans are around him.
That was just
awesome, man.
Can't even describe how I feel.
And you know what it reminds me of? And I've used this in reference to other athletes that just stand out in the crowd. I mean, the impact that Michael Jordan had on basketball, the impact that that LeBron James does have on basketball, even the impact that the logo had on basketball, Jerry West. It's not forgotten. I mean, it's what he went through and how he survived the, you know, what he dealt with off the course and then dealing with the surgeries. People had him done. They had him out. And yeah, it is true. People of color included that they like to kick you when you're down.
That's right.
But look at how this man, like Trevin said, fought back. And as a result, it reminded people of his impact to the game. And that rivals the Arnold Palmers and the Jack Nicklauses. And I'm going to tell you, each time they tried to find somebody that they thought was going to have that same impact after they thought Tiger Woods was done and nobody stepped up to the plate.
That's right.
And now he's back. So it's just nice to see. And his impact is not forgotten.
Well, I think the comments were made that after that, that golf is now what golf was.
There
because
it is.
Tiger Woods draws the masses to golf. Oh, when you say Tiger Woods is playing golf,
following.
I mean, he's a phenom. Right. He was a phenom in his younger days. And, and even now as he's getting older, he's still a phenom. I think people just want to see what's Tiger going to do when it comes to a golf round like that. Vince, did you get to see it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched that final round. And, when you guys said the people were following him, I thought that was an understatement. Like it was beyond words. I had never seen anything like that. It was just, it was like a huge wave.
It was
just following him, you know. And
it's like they were like the Pied Piper taking
absolutely.
It was crazy,
right? Or Moses,
right? And it was cool for me. For a lot of different reasons, but one reason was because my son was watching with me. Yeah. And so, you know, it was sort of a history lesson in the making, you know, us watching. And so him asking questions and, you know, like who's that? Oh, that's Tiger Woods. That's Tiger Woods. And so, like I say, it was really awesome to sit there with him and watch everything unfold. And get a chance to explain to him like what this means, and so he can see, you know, what kind of effect Tiger Woods has on the game of golf, and beyond, you know, because you can't have his reach goes beyond golf when you look at
absolutely,
you know, what happened there.
Tis true,
and I think, you know, people wanted to be in the midst of greatness. People wanted to say,
rub elbows.
I was there.
Right, for sure.
When he if you want to call it, completed the comeback.
Exactly.
You know, to finally win after all the surgeries and all the turmoil in his life.
Mm-hmm. And what's even more amazing is that, and I don't think people have been paying attention, is that if Justin Rose hadn't made a birdie on the last hole, Tiger Woods could have won the FedEx Cup, right, too, and an additional $10 million.
I do remember that, right, yeah.
So that's the amazing thing. Is like, not only was he going to win his 80th PGA tournament title, he could have won the FedEx Cup for the season and $10 million. Huh? So he was actually in position to do that.
Right.
So that's even more amazing to me.
Very.
When you talk about it.
And how close was he to the Grand Slam of golf as far as getting those titles?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, when you look at the season long, because the FedEx Cup is something that goes over the season.
Right. I just thought I read that somewhere.
Yeah, and he was right there. I mean, he was just in contention for that as well. So that's just amazing to me. So do you guys think the Tiger can win more?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. As long as his health stays at least average. Mm-hmm. And this is something, Trevor, a lot of people don't know. Tiger, there was an old television show called The Mike Douglas Show, and Earl had Tiger on there when he was 3 years old putting, you know? And so I think that as far as golf, Tiger, his experience is so vast. Mm-hmm. But again, you can't run that ball out the first base with one knee. Mm-hmm. So him being injured, him playing on one leg was better than probably 80% of the golfers who were healthy. Mm-hmm. So when he's healthy, and this is not, you know, being biased toward Tiger, this is just citing his numbers and his effect. Like Vince said, it goes beyond baseball. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Tiger, LeBron James wouldn't have got that $1 billion deal marketing, you know, because Tiger was making so much money they couldn't even count it. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing was, that began, Michael Jordan and Tiger made the big companies not afraid to sink their money in the black athletes.
Mm-hmm. And one more tip that I'm going to give you guys. As far as PGA Tour victories, Tiger Woods is only two shy of Sam Snead, who's the leader.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking about him chasing Jack Nicklaus and that record, but he's only two PGA Tour wins shy of Sam Snead. I mean, so that's even more amazing. I mean, there's just little tidbits that I think we kind of miss because we're looking at the big picture. Right. But Tiger is still making accomplishments and achievements.
Oh, yeah.
Even without winning the tournament, so to speak.
I have a DVD, Trevin, that I've had for years, and I put it on and watched it twice Sunday, The Legend of Bagger Vance, with Will Smith. And I put it on because I don't get emotional very often, but things have to be, like, very, very stark. And like Vince said, to see that wave of human flesh following him, it was almost like the sea, like a tsunami of flesh, you know. And for any man, I don't care what his color is, but for any man to have that sort of effect on people, I can't even put in the words. It was that great.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for Tiger to win more. He's only 42. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think he could play till he's 50. To be honest with you,
absolutely.
I mean, so it's no telling how many wins he'll get. And I can't believe that we started the first half of this show, the first quarter, talking about golf. I mean,
and I'm such a terrible golfer. I shouldn't even be talking about
putt putt for me and driving ranges. That's it.
But that's just, I point that out to say this. That's how amazing Tiger Woods is, because he makes golf interesting to people who wouldn't know. Not be interested in golf, much like Arthur Ashe did with tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Much like the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus,
absolutely,
do with tennis. You know, for people who wouldn't be interested, so to speak. And not that it's not a bad sport. I'm just saying the masses usually aren't interested, unless certain people are playing. Mm-hmm. And Tiger is just one of those lightning rods. When you say Tiger Woods is playing a round of golf, people are going to tune in because they want to see what Tiger's going to do.
Mm-hmm. That was the Williams sisters. That was probably one of the worst interviews I ever did, because they were both, like, at that time, they were so shy, right?
Early.
Yeah, so they were like teenagers. And I remember interviewing them in California, and I went away and I was like, they're going to be bad because they don't like to talk much. they're going to be bad.
The father is all, man.
Yeah. Well, they're talking on the tennis court.
Oh, exactly.
Yes, they are. Big time.
And speaking of talking, it's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We're wrapping up the first quarter. That's right. We play a full game here. It's four quarters. Well, we just wrapped up the first quarter talking Tiger Woods and golf. Next, coming up, we're going to talk more NFL. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We'll be right back with the second quarter right after this. Whoa!
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip-hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99 and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.
You ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time
for us to
Yeah.
Urban Media Today talks sports. This is the second quarter. That's right. We talked Tiger Woods in the first quarter. If you missed that, you missed an interesting conversation. Now, I want to switch up the topic, gentlemen. I want to talk NFL. The reason I want to talk NFL, Jameis Winston or Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Who do you play when it comes to Tampa Bay? Because Coach Cutter, he has a decision to make. But in my opinion, I'm a Jameis Winston fan. But tomorrow, when Tampa Bay takes the field, you go with the hot hand. You stay with Fitzpatrick because he got you going for the first three games of the season. Yeah, you lost the last game, but he still got you to where you are right now. And I think if you go, if you switch to Jameis right now, you might lose the locker room a little bit. What do you guys think?
I think that they have to go back with Winston because, you know, he's the guy of the future. But more importantly, Fitzpatrick had the hot hand the first two games, but his hand started to cool off a little bit. If it wasn't for a porous Steelers defense in the second half, they wouldn't have been that close. And secondly, people talk about the Steelers defense, but if you look, Steelers actually scored 23 points because they got touchdown and missed the extra point. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the pick six by Bud Dupree, had Tampa scored their regular points in the second half, the Steelers would have lost that game. Mm-hmm. Right. So Ben Roethlisberger cooled down in the second half, and so did Fitzpatrick. But Fitzpatrick is a journeyman. I really think that basically his performance was an overachiever. I would have to, even if I risk losing the next game or so, but I'm bringing Winston back in. He's not the performance ready. I bring him back in because he's the future of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I think that I think, you know, like Fitzpatrick plays this week. And, you know, they continue to sort of ride the hot hand on one hand. The other is Jameis Winston just came back to practice.
Right.
So I think that the wise decision would be, because you have one guy who's been playing, practicing and playing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That you know, what's the worst that can happen? If he goes out and stinks it up.
Right.
You always have Winston to come in and pick it up.
Right.
Even tomorrow. So, but going forward, I think I see Tampa Bay, they have a bye week coming. So they'll let Fitzpatrick start, play mm-hmm. this week. They got a bye week. That gives them time to evaluate Fitzpatrick one more time.
Right.
And it also gives Winston a chance to get a couple of weeks of practice in, get himself back to game speed.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Fitzpatrick is not the future.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the future of Tampa Bay. I don't know if Winston is because of his off the field stuff.
Right.
So, you know, Tampa Bay has to make that decision whether they want to financially invest in him long term.
Right.
So you still have that out there. So as much as I know this is not Fitzpatrick's team,
right.
I'm not sure yet if it's going to be Winston's going forward.
But when you talk about off the field stuff, I mean, again, we talk about certain sectors of society that devalues people's value, whether it's in the corporate area, whether it's in the sports area.
Right.
And his first crime was still shoplifting or something a few years ago, mm-hmm. like some steaks or whatever, yeah. And then this groping of the driver. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when you have he said, she said, that can be, you know, subjective in terms of who you are.
I agree, but they got to make a decision because right. he's the face of their franchise. I'm not mm-hmm. saying it's right,
right,
wrong, or whatever, but Tampa Bay has to make a decision. They got to make mm-hmm. a huge financial decision. Is he the face of our franchise right. going forward?
Right.
Yeah. So that's to me is what Tampa Bay has to decide. And luckily they have a couple weeks to kind of figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
You right. know, I don't think I don't necessarily think that the locker room will get lost. I think
right.
the players are going to ride with whoever's hot.
Whoever there. That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, if management decides one guy's not, he's not the guy, whoever mm-hmm. they put out there, I mean, universally, I mean, we've seen, we almost always see this,
mm-hmm.
players get behind their players. Who's ever there, they support them
mm-hmm.
In front of the media, behind closed doors, that's their guy, and they'll ride with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because all players, all they want to do is win.
That's right.
You mm-hmm. know, because winning covers up and accomplishes a whole lot.
Does, yeah. all
right. right. It always does. Yeah, my take on it is this. You know, as much as I do like Jameis Winston, and watching him since he was tearing it up in college, mm-hmm. got to use wisdom. I mean, Fitzpatrick is the hot hand. He led him to a 2-1 record. That's impressive. I mean, watching him play last Monday was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And even seeing the highlights in previous weeks, he was doing this thing. I mean, 300-yard games. And the way he handled himself in the pocket and when he scrambled and everything. So you got to ride him until there's a reason not to.
But he was bipolar in prime time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. You can't be schizophrenic and right. bipolar you know, you can. In prime time.
Right. But
and he was good. But I agree with you. He gets the hot hand.
Mm-hmm.
But is it gonna be just as hot as we go for the next one or two games?
If they were 1-2, then I could see it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's a talented quarterback.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You know, because he's in the NFL.
That's right.
But right. I'm not sold on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. I don't. He's an okay quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know. In terms of starter, I mean, is it like you said? He's a journeyman. He's been on seven teams, in 14 years or something like that.
Oh my goodness, I mean, he's Dwight Howard.
you know, I mean, he's not the answer.
No, he's not.
And as well as he's played, I'll give him that.
Right, right.
But you will not hear me say this guy's great.
He's not the future, man.
Nah.
You guys aren't hearing me, man. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for over 400 yards in three games.
Okay, 400. Okay. I'm sorry. I was off.
Yeah. He's averaging 4 touchdowns a game
in the first
3 games of the season. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are my favorite team, by the mm-hmm. way, until they got John Gruden as the head coach, and then I'm like, yo, I'm kind of mad at him.
Over
but
Tony
anyway,
Dungy, right.
Yeah, because they replaced Tony Dungy. Mm-hmm. And then he's averaging 4 touchdowns a game.
Yeah.
Okay? He's only thrown in the last game he threw 3 interceptions. Right. That was the most interceptions he had all season in 3 mm-hmm. games. Until that point, he only had 1 interception. I'm not saying he's the face of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No.
But
he's actually the leading passer in the NFL right now after mm-hmm. 3 games.
Right. He sure is.
Okay? And Patrick Mahomes is going to catch him in a minute.
Oh,
but
gosh, yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Just maybe.
Yeah. We're going to talk about him in a second, too. But I say, this is my logic. If you have a Ryan Fitzpatrick who can get you 3 wins, 2 wins out of the first 3 games of the season, if you can win the next game with him, mm-hmm. you're bringing Jameis back off of punishment, so to speak.
Right.
All right. If Tampa Bay wants to save face, you keep Jameis out of the next game, like Vince said. You mm-hmm. go into the bye week, and then right. you have them duel out again. But if right. you go into that bye week with a record of 3-1,
mm-hmm.
I say you come back with Fitzpatrick again.
Yes, you do.
Because you're saving Jameis Winston for the latter part of the season.
Uh-huh.
This is the franchise quarterback you're talking about. Yeah, he has to play because he's the face of the team. Mm-hmm. But you're getting away on a sneak tip. you're getting away with not playing Jameis Winston for almost a month into the season.
Right.
He already played with you in the preseason.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, I'm rusty, I'm coming back. He's actually going to be healthy after maybe five games.
Look, that's for sure.
Look, the way they're protecting quarterbacks, look.
Oh, Lord.
Jameis Winston doesn't have to worry.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when it's time to play, it's time to play. You know, it's time to shake off the rust and get this thing going. Tampa Bay has to – they got to see what they have in this guy. You know, and this is an opportunity for him as a young man to sort of right or get past some of the wrongs that he's already endured.
Right.
You know, can he come out and he's saying all the right things. You know, I just want to win. I just want to help the team as best I can.
Right.
I'm a part of the bigger machine. Right. So, I want to see the maturity out of him as a young quarterback, as a young black quarterback in this league.
Mm-hmm.
How does he handle having been suspended and going for and not being handed the job back?
Right.
You know, how does he handle all this?
Right.
And I hope, you know, I'm not a big Jameis Winston fan. Just because of some of the off the field stuff, I think he could have. You know, I get being a young man with the world at your fingertips, but you got to make better decisions because they hold us to a higher standard.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure down at Florida State, I'm sure it was no different.
Definitely was.
You know?
No.
So, you know, I want to see him succeed. I want to see him do well. But I want to see that maturity start to seep into him.
But my point is this, and it's society that is setting this up. And this is, I'm getting ready to do a Trevinism. This is society that sets it up. I don't care what they do off the field. I do not care what an athlete does off the field. You know why? Because they're getting paid to perform between those lines. They're not getting paid to be somebody's role model. They're not getting paid to be the utmost highest standard of a human being off the field. Whatever, I don't care what the owners are telling you. I don't care the BS that the media is telling you. These players aren't getting paid to be nothing but football players. That's right. That's the only thing they're getting paid for.
Not psychologists, none of that.
None of that. Right. Now, when it comes to their brand, when it comes to commercialism for the athlete themselves, yes, you need to be smarter and you need to put on a good image off the field. But if you want to get down to the nitty gritty, none of these athletes are getting paid for anything that happens off the field. You're getting penalized for what happens off the field, but you're not getting paid for it. Not by the NFL.
Last week, Trevor, you called me the relic, and I am that really. But I'm going to say this. Like, during the player strike a few years back, Joe Gillum came in and won six games for the Steelers, right? Smoked them. As soon as the strike was over, they put Terry Bradshaw back in. So I'm looking at this Tampa Bay thing sort of in a retrospective way, in the sense that Jameis Winston was out, okay, coming back in. Now, but I'm stuck on the fence on this one because I'm agreeing with you guys, go with the hot hand, but when I flip it over, I'm like, you can't stop a guy because he was out. He was the starter. So I'm kind of lost. You guys got me on the fence right now.
At the end of the day, talent wins out.
Right.
I'm of the mindset that Jameis Winston is a much better quarterback than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right.
I don't disagree.
So yeah, I think we all agree with that.
I mean, the guy that gives you the best chance to win, you know, you want to put him out there.
And right now, that's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this.
You're right.
But we know Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to crash.
And then when he does,
it's time to put Winston in. Absolutely.
But Vince, this is just my, and it's just a Trevinism. I'm going to put it out there. If I can save Jameis Winston and win games, knowing that I have the ace in my pocket is the franchise, the face of the franchise, why not rest and protect the ace in the pocket until you really need him?
But what happens if Ryan Fitzpatrick sets the world on fire for the rest of the year?
That's Jameis Winston's fault.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It is because he got himself suspended.
There you go.
But so what does that do for the Tampa Bay franchise now? Now you haven't had a chance. I mean, you haven't had a chance to get Jameis back in there. And you're relying on a journeyman. Look, we all know what happens to quarterbacks in the NFL. You have some success. Somebody's going to give you a big contract.
Right.
Next.
Look at Nick Foles and Carson Wentz.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
I was going to give you one better. Based on what you're saying. Look at Case Keenum.
Yeah.
What did he do with the Minnesota Vikings last year? He got them to somewhere they haven't been in years.
NFC Championship defense helped
a little bit too.
But still, he got them there. And what did they do? They got rid of him.
Oh yeah.
Like, he's over in Denver. Yeah.
So with Tampa Bay, to answer your question, that's an easy out for Tampa Bay, because if Ryan Fitzpatrick sets the world on fire, Tampa Bay can now clean the slate and say, you know what, Jameis Winston, you're on the bench. Matter of fact, we might be talking renegotiating right here, right now. Because and that's what society and the press and the media is going to look at that and be like, oh, we don't like Jameis Winston anyway. Right. So now Tampa Bay can save face.
What did Matt Castle do after he left New England?
He went to Kansas City.
He became a journeyman. Yeah.
He got a nice fat contract.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, he did.
Based off that 1 year, yes, going 11-5.
He did.
And then we don't even know.
Yeah. Nothing at all.
Look, I mean,
I'm going to do you one better. Who was the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl?
Brad Johnson.
No,
it was Brad Johnson.
That was Baltimore. You're right. Yeah, it was Brad Johnson. What happened with Brad Johnson after the Super Bowl?
Journeyman.
He was a journeyman. Yeah. You got to the Super Bowl with a journeyman playing. Mm-hmm. So that's my point. Ryan Fitzpatrick, if he has the hot hand all year and he can get you the victories that you need and keep that team together, I go with the hot hand.
I'm just saying that from a front office standpoint and your future. I mean, what are you going to do? You're at a crossroads.
They just have to make the hard decision, man. I mean,
if you let Winston go, you're going to have
You're starting over.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to come back with Fitzpatrick next year.
No, because he's 35 years old. So I get that. I'm just saying to you guys, if I got the hot hand and I can save a talent, I'm going to save the talent.
Look, you come out of the bye week, you put your talented quarterback back in the game, and you ride him out. If you need him, if Winston struggles during this season, then you gotta, you know, hey, let me call the bullpen and let me bring in Fitzpatrick because you know, what is it, lightning in a bottle? I only need him for a quarter, a half, and give me the best you got for that time, and let's roll with it for that moment.
I am sorry. The thing about it is I'm looking at his stats and like Trevor was saying. And you know what, Trevor? It looks like we're agreeing on a few things today, man. Maybe it is snowing outside. But the fact is 11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 1,230 yards. I mean, stats speak.
He threw 3 interceptions in the last game.
Right. And then also.
How good did he look in that first half against the Steelers?
But it's about the fact that they still almost came out with a victory.
And it's halftime. So we're going to talk about that. So you see, we're going into the half of fire. We got to come back out. We're talking Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jameis Winston, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're actually talking quarterbacks. There's a few other players we're going to talk about who are just doing some big things in the NFL right now. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. It's halftime. We'll be right back after this. HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones, weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. A full report on all HBCU sports action. Also join us on a weekly basis on Urban Media Today Talking Sports with our host Trevin A. Jones, sports columnist Ray Porter Jr., sports reporter Vince Butts, and the big guy Alan Lincoln. That's all happening weekly on Urban Media Today Radio.